分かってますんで、授業を進めてください。
What's going on right now? What are they saying?
I thought that your voice was part of the
really?
song, because my eyes were closed. I thought it was like fading out, and then someone goes,
so
"What's going on right now?"
That was really mellow. That was like hyper mellow, but it was also kind of weird. It had like a
were
weird
they speaking
ledge
English
to it.
At the end?
Sorry, yeah. I got really cold for a second.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know. I died.
Okay, what were they? Were they speaking English at the end, or like no?
They were speaking English the whole time. Yeah.
It sounded like they were speaking
Japanese
or something.
Yeah, I was like,
to me.
I don't know. I thought it was English the whole time, but
oh, what were they saying? Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because that was the entire song. Ha 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 ha.
Except it was like a lot like.
Or was he saying yeah?
Was it yeah or you? It might be yeah.
If I'd been yeah. Ha ha ha.
Except it was more like foxy.
Don't do that into the mic again.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is yeah in Japanese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Really?
See.
I mean, wait. Like, as in like an affirmative word or like yeah.
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 Because I think yeah is not actually a word.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a word.
Yeah, it's a word, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fake word.
It is.
Yeah, it's like okay. Okay is not actually a word.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, okay
it
is a word, but okay isn't.
What isn't
okay,
the story
yeah,
behind
yeah,
it?
Okay are actually yeah. both words.
Okay,
like,
A-Y.
You know, yeah, like that.
That's a word.
See, you're using yeah,
but like,
too.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I can't.
Busted.
Yeah means yes.
You just got synonyms. Busted.
Yeah, it's a word. It's a word.
Yeah, I mean, I can still
case
use
closed.
The word. All right.
Okay.
I'm a fake Pauler.
Yeah, fake Pauler. Does anyone in the audience know Jake Paul?
I think everyone.
I think
personally?
Everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Bring him. Get him on our show.
If you personally
if
know
you
Jake Paul, call in.
Get Jake Paul on our show.
You're my best friend.
One time, you can be a recurring guest and
we'll
replace
kick Nate
Nathan.
Out. Yep.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's so.
Or we put
offensive.
Nate on mic 5, which we never use.
No, that's where
and
Jake
we'll,
Paul goes.
No,
yeah,
why
we'll
would we
put Jake
Paul
back
five.
There.
I'll sit on Jake Paul's lap.
Okay.
Creepy.
Well, that's enough of that.
I'll accept that.
Okay, so they sent us literally no details. So, like, they just said they sent us the SoundCloud link, and they said, listen
"This is my
to
song."
I quote them: "Listen to new EP."
That's
so
it. That's the entire email.
The new, yeah, that's the entire email. And the new EP, anyway, is called Chime.
This is a mysterious song.
Yeah.
Let's make up a backstory for it then.
Ooh, that's actually a really good idea.
What's the name of the band or the musician?
Meridian Lights.
So Meridian Lights, they're from Iowa.
Wait, why Iowa?
No, they're not from Iowa.
I was
okay,
going to say they were
from
Carmel, because Carmel has Meridian.
No, they're from Canada.
Wait, look
okay, they're
up.
From Canada, yeah. And someone else continue. It's going to be like one of those stories where we
oh,
go around
one of us
and
keeps
add
adding a sentence?
Okay.
I can't just look it up because the yeah. email doesn't have anything.
The
oh,
band.
Oh, wait, no. It
let's,
does have
okay.
location. They're from Brooklyn, New York.
I was close with Canada. Ugh.
Okay, the band Meridian Lights formed in Brooklyn, New York in 2014 at a...
post office.
Yeah.
Where they were all getting their passport photos taken. Seth, go.
Wait, you didn't leave me anything, though.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, so what am I supposed to
You could
to
say
do?
Where they're going.
Yeah.
They were at the post office getting their passport photos taken.
Right? Where are they going with those passports?
And
they're going
all,
different places. They don't know each other yet.
But what's crazy
yeah,
is they're all
Alaska.
Going on a vacation
to the same place.
Alaska.
Disney World.
Why Disney?
Alaska.
You don't need
they're
a passport.
They're all taking an Alaskan cruise.
Alaska is still part of the United States. You guys need to figure out how passports work.
That's why it's funny.
You still need a passport.
And then they all
you
say, oh, we're all dumb as a box of rocks.
We didn't
why were
need
we getting
passports
to go to Alaska?
And
we should
they
form
wanted,
a band.
They just wanted to see the Meridian Lights.
And that's what how the band formed. Not really. None of that was
None
true.
Of that was accurate.
What if it actually was true, though?
That was all perfectly... That was the truth.
That was all true.
I think they're... I don't know. The truth is that they wanted us to really listen to this new EP.
That's our interpretation of
we
the
We did listen to it.
Yeah.
Boppin'.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Meridian Lights.
Yep.
It's good
Thanks
enough.
For sending us that.
What would you rate this? I want to hear Ethan's rating.
Yeah,
Ethan's
you can go
rating.
First.
I'm going to rate this a 61.
And Ooh. When would you listen to this?
I would listen to this when I want to take a nap. It was good nap music. We've got
nap
a lot
music.
Of good nap music.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Do you listen to music while you're like trying to go to sleep?
Yeah, yes. 100%.
Really? I don't.
Hmm.
But if you leave headphones in while you're sleeping, you can get like tinnitus and some other stuff.
Yeah, I don't.
I already
want
have
that.
Tinnitus.
Oh, that sounds really? Like a you problem.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, that was mean.
It's true. Ethan probably just has tinnitus from going to weird like
concerts.
Dinosaur
yeah.
Jr.
Yep.
Dinosaur Jr. gave Ethan tinnitus. That would be so sad.
Sounds like an Onion headline.
Yeah, honestly. You mean The Onion?
Same difference. Yeah.
Okay, I misinterpreted what you're saying. Anyway. Yeah, I would give this like a 58.
You're still on these 50s.
I'm not feeling it today.
Not feeling up or down on that?
Yeah.
All right.
Seth?
Ooh. I liked this one, though. I liked it enough to give it a 68.
68. Wow. We haven't broken 70 yet today.
No.
Well, thanks for telling me that before.
It's just not one of those days. This is the most Monday day ever.
But it's Wednesday.
But it's Wednesday.
I mean, it's Wednesday. You guys get
the problem is not that it's Monday, it's that it's the first of the month. And therefore...
Yeah, yesterday was Halloween, so it is a Monday, basically.
It is like an honorary Monday. That's why it's this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, guys, I guess we could say... I saw the band Parkview last night. It was a little bit impromptu, but very cool. If you've heard of them, check them out. If you haven't heard of them, check them out. Yeah, if you've heard of them, just keep knowing of them.
Keep checking them out.
Yeah. Very cool. They're local.
Always checking them out.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Ooh.
The lights just turned on us.
We lost one.
Yeah. Well, because the janitors are cleaning while we're doing the show, so they got to do what they got to do.
Which means turn off the lights.
Turn off the lights.
Yeah. Well, the on-air.
Who hasn't rated yet? One of you haven't given a rating.
Nate.
I'm going to go for like a 66.
66 like out of 91.3 Greyhounds.
Yep.
Wait, so like Greyhounds isn't like the animal?
Yeah.
No, as in our mascot.
Like, hold on.
No,
yeah.
Stop it. Don't.
That's what Greyhounds are. The Greyhound Carmel High School mascot is a Greyhound dog. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
But like.
But we're not using real dogs because there should not be.
We are definitely using real dogs. We have 91 and 3/10 of a dog in here that we like throw around the room.
That sounds like not okay.
It doesn't.
Aren't greyhounds kind of creepy dogs in real life?
Yeah, they're like skinny and they don't have much hair. So
yeah, they're
weird.
Racing dogs.
Yeah. Racing dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
for dog races.
Dog
yeah.
races.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did I not know about this?
You know,
this is so cool.
So in Florida, to even operate a gambling facility, you have to have dog racing as a part of it.
Why?
Yeah.
Why would you have that?
Why do you know
this?
That's
old law.
Better question. Why do you know that?
Why wouldn't I know that? Like a casino in Florida somewhere?
I wouldn't tell you if I was.
Why?
He doesn't want to see you.
Okay.
That makes sense. Because if you go
to my casino and dog racing facility, then I'll have to...
He knows I'm real good at
picking out the right dog. I'd make too much money off
He's got... Ethan's got good dog eyes. Got to kick him out.
Dog eyes.
Yep.
What?
I don't know.
What's the cutest kind of dog?
Shiba Inus.
That's true. Yeah.
Yep.
You're so right. Like, isn't that dog Boo the dog? Isn't that a Shiba Inu?
Mm.
Those are like shaved to be very fluffy and cute looking.
Really furry chihuahuas. Like ones that don't.
No.
I'm personally a fan of beagles, but.
Beagles are sad.
Yeah, there's the kind of, like, beagles, basset hounds, most dachshunds look just kind of, like, sad.
Mm-hmm.
Pugs are cute.
They're cute.
Sometimes. Pugs are just cute because they're just, like, so ugly, though. They're not actually cute.
No, I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, whatever.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
Is it, though?
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
So what do we got next, Seth?
Well, I'm going to let you guys pick. We have either Strong Suit or Beautiful Nothingness.
Beautiful nothingness.
Yo, really?
We were all like in sync right there. It was like one.
That's my. That
number.
Sounds more promising.
Sounds more promising. All right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's go for it.
Listen. Can you hear? Beautiful.
Yeah, so I like that song that we just listened to.
Yeah.
You did?
It was unexpected. It was sort of... Yeah, I liked
it. What did you expect?
I expected it to be very emo.
Ooh.
We discussed this while we were listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a minute there, the breakdown kind of got a little Napoleon Dynamite. Then it got a little Gilmore Girls. That was an Ethan...
What?
...comment.
No. Yeah. It was Napoleon Dynamite, though.
It was very Napoleon Dynamite. Without the lyrics, without the singing, the instrumentation was very, like, Napoleon Dynamite's grandma yelling at him to go make himself a quesadilla or something.
Yes. Yep.
Go feed Tina.